Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Joel Haggard of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. We're talking about the Pacific Rim with Joel after this.
I remember watching the Eagles soar at 10 killer.
I remember roasting marshmallows over our campfire at Natural Falls.
I remember riding the dunes at Little Sahara.
We went back and asked folks of all ages, what do Oklahoma State Parks mean to you? Well, we got your replies, and as it turns out, you've made even more memories.
I remember taking the RV to Red Rock Canyon.
I remember climbing to the top of Black Mesa.
I remember catching the biggest fish at Fort Cobb.
There's any number of ways to spend your time in an Oklahoma State Park, because from the pine forests of the southeast to the spectacular mesas of the Panhandle, from the lakes and forests of the northeast to the rugged mountains of the southwest, we've got over 70,000 acres of some of the most diverse terrain in the nation. And whether you stay in a lakeside lodge, secluded cabin, or campground, you'll find it's the perfect place to make memories of your own. For more information about Oklahoma State Parks, visit TravelOK.com.
I don't remember a better time ever.
The official first quarter 2010 beef export results are due out from USDA later on this week. And given where we are right now with cash cattle prices and the wholesale box beef trade, you can anticipate that these numbers are going to be pretty good. Joel Haggard is U.S. Meat Export Federation Senior VP for the Asian Pacific region. He's been reviewing the latest beef import data on a country-by-country basis and says it is going to be an outstanding report.
I don't think people realize how strong the demand is for U.S. beef in Asia. Just a couple of first quarter numbers being released. Korea, U.S. imports up 57%, big gain in market share. Total imports up 20%, but we're up almost 57%. Look at Japan, we're up 45% from the pace of last year. Total imports are down slightly, but the U.S. share is up sharply. Of course, we're still restricted by 20 months and younger cattle, but definitely the demand's there and the product's flowing to show it. Hong Kong just reported first quarter results. Total beef imports are up 52%. U.S. is up 270%. So in the first quarter of this year, we've basically shipped what before BSE we would have done in a half year. So these are big numbers. There's very strong demand out there almost across all markets.
One of the success stories that Joel Haggard is really excited about is in the island nation of Taiwan. You may recall that when the Taiwanese government elected to fully open their market to even bone in U.S. beef sales, there were a lot of protests. Well, it seems we've gotten past those successfully.
We regained access for bone-in beef, and the bone-in products, to a large extent, have been accepted. The first quarter shipments were strong. We don't have first quarter import data for Taiwan, but for the first 2 months, their imports of U.S. beef were up 90%. And those are imports of boneless and bone-in that took place after the reopening of the bone-in market. So despite the public relations challenges, the product flows have been strong.
Senior Vice President for the Pacific Rim for the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Joel Haggard. Joel believes that we've come a long way toward recovering all of the loss that we've had because of the cow that stole Christmas back in December 2003 with BSE. We've still got a few more challenges to overcome, but he says we're getting there. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you. This summer, Oklahoma Agritourism invites you to participate in the Adventure Passport Contest. Go online where sharing your memories is fun and easy. You could be a winner. To get your passport stamp, upload your story and photos for a chance to win. Details at agritourism.travelok.com. The website features more than 500 events and attractions, including guest ranches and wineries. It's the Great Adventure Passport Contest, brought to you by Oklahoma Agritourism, a growing adventure. Previous Beef Buzzes can be heard on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. That's today's Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.